You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
And now let us enter the confessional and profess our deepest sins.
I Frenched my cousin one time.
On the internet.
One time I put a firefly on my butt to make my farts glow.
Okay, I guess. Online confessions. Nice. On Rumble in the Morning.
Thank you. What the hell is wrong with you people?
We don't know. Let me set up the confession.
Just kind of step into the
air. There we go, kids. These are confessions. Most of them are from that Twitter page, Fesshole. What I like about that is that you're limited. The stories are self-limiting, so you got to get to the point. These are people's... They had to get these off their chest. Music is mesmerizing. My God. When men sit down and their trousers create a pouch over their genitals, I have a strange desire to poke at it with my finger. I worry that when I'm old and demented, I'll start actually doing it.
Well, at that point, they can explain it away.
My equipment is so small when it's flaccid, but gigantic when erect, so sometimes I mildly arouse myself before using a public changing room in case someone walks in.
That's thinking ahead is what that is.
Yeah, it gives off a puffy.
Yeah.
I often use semicolons in my work emails as I think they make me look more intelligent, despite genuinely not knowing how to correctly use them. I will mock the pee-pee out of anybody I know that uses Axe products, but I can't help myself. I have a secret bottle of Axe body spray in my glove box. I won't buy it myself. I make my wife bring it home.
Does anybody still use that?
Oh, it's still out there.
Yeah. I haven't smelled it in a long time, but I don't hate it. Just saying.
It's all right.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to go buy a bunch now.
I looked through my wife's email account when she signed in on my laptop. I wish I had not. Her sexual past is infinitely better than our present sex life.
Oh. Time to spice it up, man.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. Take that as a motivation.
Yeah.
I'm a 28-year-old straight construction worker, but most days I go to work wearing women's lingerie under my clothes because I love the way it feels. Nobody knows that I do it. I am screwed if I have an accident or end up in the emergency room.
That's awesome.
I know. I love that guy.
Some time ago, I talked a middle-aged man out of a suicide on a bridge.
Wow.
Around a year ago, that man killed somebody in a drunk driving accident. It haunts me to this day.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. You're the intervention, and he eventually does something bad. That's that thing about going back in time and killing baby Hitler, you know?
Oh, man. Right.
It's that.
Yeah.
In real life. As a teenager, I ended up on the beach one night with a girl. After feeling each other up, I went to kiss her chest, and it smelled awful, so I got up and left her there. When I got home, I noticed I had dog poop on my hands. I must have rubbed it on there.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
So you smeared her.
Yeah. And then made it like it was her fault.
Oh,
left her there on the beach.
Oh.
I work as a stripper to make extra money. When I get home, I sweep the glitter off my rack and into a small jar for my kids to use on projects. Some of those projects are on display in their school.
That's amazing. That's awesome.
And finally, this one. I just took a selfie of my anus, and I'm shocked by how grim it is up there. You, sir, have a grim rim. Online confessions. Oh my God, grim is not grim.
It just looks angry.
It's dour.
It's dour.
Sad. And
I feel like it's judging me.
Yeah. It's winking at you, Daddy.